We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Next Gemara, you're all from Abayas in Marcos. So,
the narrow line?
You're all from Abayas?
Yeah. Okay. It's, no. It's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Towards the end of the line. Nigmar Dino. Vinasa Cohen, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Right? So if he becomes, he has a Gemar Din to go to Galus. And then it turns out, they find out that the Cohen is a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. He's the son. Yes. Ben Gadol is the offspring of a Isser Kahuna. His mother, let's say, was a Grusha or a Chalutza. And a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Chalutza, and therefore he's Pasul as a Kohen. He's a Halal. Halal is a status like he doesn't have Kedusha Kahuna. So then what happens? What happens? So it says, Pligi bar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Machlokas, Chad Amar Mesa Kahuna, Chad Amar Batla Kahuna. So one of them says, it's halacha is, it's like the Kohen Gadol died. Right? Rashi, Mesa Kahuna. Harehu, Kemais, Vein Rotzei Hakola. It's like he died. And he doesn't go to Galus. Right? And it's just like, let's say the Kohen Gadol dies after the Gemara Din, you don't go to Galus. So the same thing here. Same thing here. Kohen Gadol didn't die, but the Kohen Gadol became a halal. Halal is like a Pasul Kohen. So it's the same thing. So it's like he goes to Galus. And the other says no. Balakuna. Rashi, Balakuna. Igloi milsalam afreya. Turns out it's revealed retroactively. Shalohaya Kohen Gadol, that he was never a Kohen Gadol. Nahavelei hai, rotseach, nigmardino, below Kohen Gadol. In a chazol. So it turns out that there was, when he had the Gemara Din, it turns out there was no Kohen Gadol. Right? Because retroactively, this guy was never really a Kohen Gadol in the first place. Because he was a Basel, he was from birth, he was a Halal. So it's saying is, so now what happens if, so when this person had the Gemara Din to go to Galus, it turns out there was no Kohen Gadol. So what's the halacha if you get a Gemara Din when there is no Kohen Gadol? You go forever. You go. There's just no release mechanism because there's no Kohen Gadol to free you. So you basically go to Galus forever. So therefore, it turns out this guy went to Galus without a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, he's stuck there forever.
Excuse me.
Right, like it seems to be the question is on a basic level. On a basic level, the question is, do you say that he's retroactively nothing? He's retroactively a puzzle. He's not like a Kohen Gadol altogether. In which case, the guy's going to go us forever. Or do you say, no, you don't say this retroactive thing. Seem, or you say, no, he was a Kohen. Now he's not a Kohen. Now he's not a Kohen. So now, well, he becomes not a Kohen, so it's equivalent to him dying. So it's equivalent to him dying, so now he's going to go free, he's going to go free. That's not so simple, that just because you say it's not retroactive, it's not so simple to say, therefore it's equivalent to him dying. You could say, yeah, it's not retroactive. Really, he was a Kohen all along. But now he becomes an apostle. But now to say that he's going to go free just as if he died, that's the right additional step. But one thing I'll just point out to you is that it seems to me just because you say it's not retroactive, right? That's one question, is does it somehow retroactively make him not a Kohen? But even if you say that it doesn't, you say, no, he was a Kohen all along. But now you're making another chiddush, which is that when the Kohen Gadol becomes a halal, that makes him go free, just like dying makes him go free. And you could have said, what's the kapara? What's the halacha? When the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. But this isn't death. He's not dying. He's becoming a halal. So who said, even if you say that he was there and the Kohen Gadol was there, who's to say that this Kohen Gadol becoming a halal is going to be equivalent to dying and now make him go free? That's like a chiddush. It's a step. Right? The Ritva takes that up. See how it goes. Okay. So the question is like this. You could ask, the one question you'd have to ask is this a question about what's the halacha of are you going free when the Kohen Gadol dies? That's kind of the way that you're looking at it. Right? Like, how do you define the halacha that you go free when the Kohen Gadol dies? Or is it some more general question about Kohen, halal, something like that, right? What happens when a Kohen becomes a halal? Does that retroactive? Is it not retroactive? Something, you know? You would think...
It's like a change of the guard, you once said, or whatever. You
know? Change of the guard, right. I understand. Right. But that's like looking at, like, what's the... What is it that makes him go free? Right? That's the way you're looking at it. Is it... whatever, two different ways of... Right? Within the idea of how you understand this halacha that you go and you go out when the Kohen Gadol goes free. Right? Okay, so look for the Gemara. Look for the Gemara. I don't think that's the way the Gemara takes it. So although it's a good approach, it seems to be a good way to look at it, but I think the Gemara goes more wide. So it says like this. Four lines at the bottom. Let us say that they're arguing that this is an old machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan. Okay. Haya omed umakar gam mizbeach. Let's say a guy is standing doing kavodan mizbeach. V'noda shehu ben gusha ben chalutza. And then you find out that he is actually ben gusha ben chalutza. Right? So what happens about the karbanos that he brought earlier in the day, let's say? Right? What happens? So Belazar Omer Kalei Kavanos Shehikri Psulin. All the Kavanos that he brought previously are possible.
That on that same day, or
no? I mean, it could be forever, back. Forever. But it just practically they're already non-existent. There's nothing you can do about them. I would think. But Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says no, they're kosher. Right, they're kosher. The Kavanos are kosher. I mean, obviously you're not going to let him do avoda further. But the Kavanos say kosher. So man the Amar Mesa, the one who holds that when the Kohen Gadol dies, it's like he's dying from here right now, and therefore they're going to make the guy go free. You don't say retroactively, Kirby Yeshua. That's what Yeshua holds. It's Kavanos are kosher. Just like retroactively, it's Kavanos are kosher. Retroactively, he was a Kohen, and therefore he's dying from now, and the guy will go free. Man the Amar Badla, but the one who says that it's retroactive. That he never was a Kohen in the first place. Rabbi Eliezer, also Rabbi Eliezer, that the Kavanos that he brought were never good in the first place. Right? We're suggesting that this is really an old Machlokas. It's the same question. He's bringing Kavanos, and then it turns out he's a Bengish Machlokas. Do you say retroactively he's not a Kohen, and therefore all his Kavanos are apostle? Or do you say no? It doesn't do that. I mean, they've been puzzled from here on in, perhaps, but I mean, until now, they're kosher. Right? Same question as this. That's the thing I want to say. It's the same question. Is he retroactively puzzled for Avoda, and therefore his Avoda is puzzled, and also retroactively he's never a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the guy is stuck in Galus forever? Or do you say, no, he was a Kohen Gadol, his Avoda was good. And also, now he's dying, and now it's out, and now the guy's going to go free. Right? I mean, so it doesn't seem, at this point, that the Gemara is learning. At least maybe it'll change. We'll see. The Gemara is going to answer. I'm not sure if it'll change. But at least at this point, it doesn't seem like the Gemara is learning it as a question about how to understand the halacha, that you go free when the Kohen Gadol dies. But rather... somehow a question about what happens when a Kohen Gadol becomes a halal, discovered to be a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. Do you say that it's like he never was a Kohen altogether, right? Or do you say, no, he was, it just is possible now, right? Seems to be, and that has two nafkamin. There's a nafkamin vis-a-vis Galus, and there's a nafkamin vis-a-vis Avoda. The Gemara is suggesting this. You'll see the Gemara is going to adjust it, but this is the Gemara suggesting. The Gemara's first take of explaining the Machlokas is that it's this other Machlokas. Yeah, so I'll show you the Rambam on this. It says, Nigmar Dino v'nimtza ha-Kohen Gadol ben Grusho ben Chalutza Batla Kuhuna. It's Batla. Ilu Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. It's as if he had a Gemara Dino. There was no Kohen Gadol v'ini yotzim v'sham l'olam. So he's paskening that there's no Kohen Gadol altogether. Okay, here's the Rambam. It's in Yisuribiyot, Yid Tas Yod. says v'hodin b'chalal shel Torah havadai, definite chalal. That's like b'kush v'chalutza. Harayu gezar. He's a gezar. He's a non-kohen. V'nosei grusha. He's allowed to marry a grusha. U'metame l'mesam, and he can become tamei mes. Shneimar emor el kohanim b'nei Aaron. Afa pishahim b'nei Aaron. Achiyu b'kihunam. They have to be not just b'nei Aaron, but b'la kohanim b'nei Aaron. So it means they're kohanim, means they have to be in their kahuna. It means they have to be at a proper level. They have to be not a halal. Once they're seen to be a halal, then all these halachos, b'kim tame, marry a halal grusha, can't do avoda. Yeah. Zeram v'ayberchs kohanim, and tefillah tazvavei. Halal ino nosi es kapov, v'visheinu b'kihuna. He's not in his kahuna. It's interesting lashon, but he doesn't duchen either. He's a halal. He's not in his kuhuna. Well, it's like he's technically b'nei Aaron, but he's not really going.
What does that have to do with
Tzarus? I don't know exactly. I just think is that part of this question is what's this, what's the, whether halal is possible some retroactively. So it seems to me a smart thing to do if you're trying to figure that out is to get some background. We don't know anything about a halal. So to just see like the status of a halal and the various halachas of a halal, it seems that may be relevant.
I mean, I have an approach.
Yeah, so on the surface, this is the kasha. On the surface, I think, like Jake said on one side, is clear, is that you say he's not a Kohen. Look, we thought he was a Kohen, but it turns out, from the time of his birth, he wasn't a Kohen. Right? So it's very nice that we thought he was, but he wasn't. So let's say he's Avoda. I mean, it turns out now he's Avoda's apostle, no? And look, we assumed it was kosher, and we had a right to assume that, but doesn't it turn out that he wasn't a Kohen? So that's it. And now, doesn't it turn out that there was no Kohen Gadol at the moment that he was anointed, at the moment the guy was at the Gemara Din of Misa, of Galus? I mean, look, it's not our fault. We had a right to go with that assumption, but in fact, isn't that the case? The problem is, how could you say, that's the problem, is how could you say he's just a Chalal from here on in? I mean, isn't it what makes a halal? Not finding out. I mean, isn't what makes a halal the fact that he's discovered that he emerges out of an Isser Abia, an Isser Kahuna? So how could you say that it's only from now? Okay. Another question, seemingly unrelated. Okay. So what's a halacha if you have a Safek Isser Deraisa?
Safek what?
Safek Isser Deraisa. One second. Yeah, I'll hold off on that. Okay, so let's say you have a person who's what's a mamzer? Mamzer is somebody who's born out of some Isser Arayas. Maybe born out of an affair. Right? A woman has an affair and she has a kid. Or she's some sort of sleeps with a relative, something like that. The most common effect would be someone who is, out of wedlock. Someone's married and they have a kid from some other man. Right? So the kid's a mamzer. The halacha is, a mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jew. He's allowed to marry a ger, but he's not allowed to marry normal mainstream Jews. Basically, is that another marry another mamzer or is not marry a ger?
Another mamzer
or a ger. Yeah, which is rough. There's not that many mamzer out there, and I guess ger and more. I think it goes forever, mamzer. Right, okay. Now, what happens is interesting halacha, though. The Rambam says, this is open, I think, is din Torah she suffik mamzer mutter lafa bakal. Someone is a suffik mamzer, then they really are allowed to marry into the kal. Shenemar lo yavu mamzer bakal Hashem. Mamzer vadai yasser lafa bakal. Hello, suffik. Suffik mamzer is just mutter. Because it's a limud. Only mamzer vadai, not a mamzer suffik. But the Rabbanim were machmir. They made a separate chumrah that we treat them with a chumrah. Okay? So what's this idea of a mamzer vadai? I mean, if you wanted to say, because it's svei asoi deraisa, look cool, whatever, chumrah, why don't you just have normal rules? What's this idea? It's like a special mimah that only a mamzer vadai is not allowed. I mean, it's suffering mamzer. You should treat like anything else. I mean, whatever, however you treat normal sveikas. So if you tell me all sveikos deraisa, it's a question whether deraisa you're chayav to be machmir about a safek. The halacha of safek deraisa l'chumra, I think it's a machlokas whether that's a deraisa principle or a rabbanon principle. But whatever, My question is just, so then treat it like this. Treat this like a normal suffix. Right? So, years ago, Rebbe did this again. I was going to share it. This is going back a long time. So he said this idea, which I remember, which is that Mamzer is like a stigma. The idea is a person who emerges out of Yisurei Bia, out of Yisurei Krisos, out of an affair, it's like the kid is like stigmatized in people's eyes. Like he's a bastard. The term of bastard is like a term which is used for it in English, that's what they call him. So it's like, or other derogatory terms which talk about his mother being sleeping around. So it's, there's like a certain social status of a mamzer, someone who emerged out of an illicit sexual affair. And the Torah says such a person is not fit for entering Klal Yisrael. You're not allowed, like, it's Kedushas Klal Yisrael. Is like it's because of the fact that there is a stigma, and a person is viewed in that way, viewed in a negative way. It's like his roots; he emerged out of an illicit bia, so that like registers on his like his status, and to have someone who has that status enter Klal Yisrael is asur. That's like it's a kedushas Klal Yisrael that disallows that. Okay, similar to the fact that a grusha has a certain social stigma, that she's been rejected, right? So, big deal. What's wrong with the grusha? But there's a status, there's a stigma. People look at it in a certain way. And that's not appropriate for Kedusha's Kahuna, which is the highest level of Kedusha. It's not appropriate for her to enter to marry Kohen. You know, there's a Kedushas coming, for instance, a Baal Mum can't do Avodah Zarah. There's an idea that a Kohen is supposed to view it at a certain level of Kedusha. To have someone who has that, it doesn't mean a Kedusha is a bad person, but it's based upon the reality of the way people view these things. And there's a reality of the way people view a Mamzer. Now, what Rebbe wanted to say there is that a Suffolk Mamzer doesn't have that stigma. You don't have a stigma, maybe. Maybe he's a bastard. Maybe he's a Mamzer. It's the nature of a stigma. It's you could escape from a maybe. It's socially you're not condemned when it's a maybe, because in the back of your mind maybe yes, maybe no. No one really has that. It's not like a halachic matir. It's just it's not the nature of what a mamzer is. A suffic mamzer is not a mamzer. Okay, fine. The point is like this: is that it's different. I'm not saying there's no such thing as a different stigma of someone who's a maybe. But it's that's exactly Hakasav, is that the stigma that the Torah is ushering is the stigma of Mamzer Vadai. The point is that Mamzer Vadai and Mamzer Safik are different stigmas. It's not like a Chazer is Chazer. Now, Safik Chazer, maybe is Chazer, maybe it's not Chazer. If it is, then it is. If it isn't, then it isn't. What I'm saying is that in the idea of a stigma, it's not the whether in fact he is, it's the stigma. So a Suffolk Mamzer stigma is different than the Mamzer of Avada. Even if in fact he really is a real Mamzer, but bottom line is people don't know about it, so then he's viewed differently. And the Torah didn't answer a Suffolk Mamzer. The Rabbanan answered it, but the Torah didn't answer a Suffolk Mamzer. As they say, what people don't know about isn't part of the stigma. So they know he's a maybe. Funny, the question is, did the Torah answer a maybe Mamzer entering Klal Yisrael? So the Torah didn't answer that. The Torah only knows a mother Mamzer. It's not good. I mean, it's a different question. Why philosophically Torah doesn't want that? But people are viewed negatively, and the negative thing is not just based upon nonsense. It is based upon an illicit. They emerged out of a terrible iserbia. It's like a krisos, and that's viewed negatively. And that's not appropriate for the image identity of Klal Yisrael to have those people being mixed into our klal. Okay, just like by a grusha. They're so psychological. Just like, why does it matter if a Kohen has a mum? Then you can't do it. But there's a psychological realities of the way people view a judge a group. And the world, the Klal Yisrael has to represent the Mamlach Kohen and Megai Kadosh, to have people who are identified as people emergent from sexual violations. And just lasciviousness is a lack in the Klal, in our status of being like a pure nation. Right. Well, I'm not saying like that. I'm saying is that in the framework of the stigma, there's a different way you relate to a Vadai Mamzer and the way he relates to a Suffolk Mamzer. I think your point is true. There's a certain type of a stigma associated with a Suffolk Mamzer. But it's, even if in fact God knows he really is a Mamzer, bottom line is we don't know. And the way we relate to him as a son, so maybe. Now the Torah, apparently God drew the line and said maybe Mamzer is that type of a stigma is okay. That type of stigma Klai Yisrael can handle. It's the Vaday Mamzer that will take us down. So it's not, even if he really is a Mamzer. See, by pig, if the thing is really big, then it's really big, then you're eating pig. But here it's like, pig is a fact. But here the nature of the thing is the stigma, so the suffix plays into the stigma. Because it's based upon the way people view it. People view things based on maybe is different than if they view things based on vadais. You know what I mean? Okay. So now I want to say like this, is that similarly the halacha of a halal is a similar type of an idea. It's a stigma. It's an idea that he emerged not from an Isser or a Krisos, not from sleeping from an affair of an Ish Zesh, but from an Isser Kuhuna. And such a person can't have Kedushas Kuhuna. Person who emerged from a violation of Kedushas Kuhuna can't have a Kedushas Kuhuna. That's like it's like he's antithetical. His existence is antithetical to the Kuhuna, and he loses all his Kedushas Kuhuna. So it's based upon the way he's viewed. The fact that he's not a bad guy. Well, it's his fault. His parents didn't know him. But bottom line is that he's viewed as like a negative. He's viewed as someone who's a break in the Kedushas Kuhuna. Now, the question is you could argue that that doesn't happen retroactively. As if at the time, he was a good Kohen, and he was viewed in the highest light, and he was a perfectly fine Kohen. Now, afterwards, from here on in, we're going to look at him differently. His avoda, the avoda of a halal, forget about it. But right at the time, insofar as like his underlying yichos, bottom line is he was a ben gush ben chalutza the whole time. But since one side would argue, since the whole psul of a ben gush ben chalutza is based upon the stigma of the ben gush ben chalutza, so the stigma doesn't go back in time. 10 years ago, he had the stigma. The stigma is based upon the actual facts on the ground. And if in people's minds they viewed him as a great Kohen Gadol and everyone loved him and all, then he was a Kohen Gadol. And then he was a Kohen and his Kedavot was fine. Now, the stigma begins now. His social status begins now. Now he's looked at as a bad guy. Now if he does Avodah, it's Avodah Vengeshon Chalutza. Now the Kohen, he can't serve anymore as a Kohen. Now he's viewed that way. Or do you say no? That the stigma is maybe the reason why the Torah is possible, the Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. But halachically, the Ben Gush Ben Chalutza is not a Kohen. And halachically, if it turns out he was Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, then he's not a Kohen. I was like, do you say that the idea of the stigma is like the reason why the Torah apostled him, but bottom line is, someone who emerges from that thing simply is not a Kohen, he's like Israel. So that's it, he's not a Kohen, he's simply nothing. Or do you say no? The very halacha of the psul is that a stigmatized Kohen can't do avodah. Ben Gush Ben Chalutza sets him up as a certain type of an identity. But if that's the case, if insofar as it was not known that he had that, then he wasn't a Ben Chalutza until that point. So until that point, he really was a perfectly fine Kohen. And it's only now, from here on in, that he's no longer a good Kohen. But I would say everyone would agree if it turns out retroactively he wasn't a Kohen, but he's a Yisrael, then of course the Avodah is possible. Because he's a Yisrael. You can't have a Avodah of Yisrael. That's definitely he's not a Kohen. But a Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, I'm saying, is he is a Kohen, according to one side. He is a Kohen, it's just that he gets this, the stigma is what removes his Kedushas Kuhuna. But that doesn't go back retroactively, because that's a social thing based upon man's knowledge. Man's knowledge is only from here on in. You can't revise man's knowledge. Whatever you knew is all its history. That's what I'm saying. That's my point, is that in this halacha, just like my mom's there, the halacha is taking hold of the psychological reality. In the psychological reality, a suffix and a nevada are different. In the psychological reality, retroactive, there's no idea of retroactive. You can't retroactive your psychiatrist. So the way people viewed him, they viewed him at that time. And at that time, everything was great. And why was it possible? Because that avodah was bad, the avodah was perfectly fine. And it was both people. Back in our minds. I mean, I'm not saying people don't in their minds think back about the past or whatever. But I'm saying his bottom line is, in terms of his status, the stigma begins now. In time, you could say, here's when I had the stigma, here's when I didn't have the stigma. So if you look at it in terms of when he became a Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza, if you look at Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza as like a biological reality, a guy who emerges out of Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza, you can't say here's where it began. It began at the beginning of your life. But if you look at Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza as a stigma, and the Torah is asuring Kohen, who has that stigma, to be part of the kahuna, it removes his kahuna. So when did the stigma begin? The stigma didn't begin when he was born. The stigma began when he was discovered, when it was discovered that he was Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza. And until that point, he didn't have that stigma. And if you say the halacha is what makes him lose his kedushas kahuna is that stigma, is that identity, the fact that he's known to be that, so then it didn't really exist beforehand. But you could argue that's just the tama dafer, but halachically, is Ben Gurion Ben Chalutza is someone who emerges out of that relationship, and the stigma is just the tama dafer. Work of these psulim. I'm saying the whole framework of these psulim is the psychological reality. That's the nature of what the psul is. The psul is that it's like there's a kedushas kahuna, and you can't allow a grusha. The kohen can't take a grusha, and can't take. No, that's you could argue it. You could argue it's philosophy, but I'm saying that's the very machlokas. That's the machlokas. And if you say that it's not just philosophy, but there is, it's not philosophy. There's a reality to the fact that there's a stigma of a certain people. Now the question is that stigma the halacha, or is that stigma the cause of the halacha, but the halacha is independent of that? Yeah. Okay, you think it over. What I'd like to do tomorrow is to go further on the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't go with this exactly. And then I'd like to do the Ritva. Okay.